So priorities are unfortunately kind of changing with the different oppression or pressure from the government, but basically what we all have recognized as a priority is to defend sexual and reproductive rights of women. We have even a special networks, formal and informal. We do trainings and panels in different open space, a little bit to more also raise the awareness of people because we fear of referendum that might put a ban on abortion. And then around the violence against women also depends on a groups, a side of a direct work, which is always valuable and basically under gratified. We have to struggle around new family law. A few years ago, right-wing movement managed to change in our constitution the definition of marriage. They, of course, wanted to change other things, and their main goal is to prove that to change the notion of life and when the life starts. We also, around violence against women, we want to ratify Istanbul Convention. Now we have problems with the new government because the body that should ratify it in the body are two male representatives from the most notorious right-wing groups that came from America to Europe. We too little know, I think it should be priority everywhere in Europe, that we little bit go in depth into the research, what are the groups. If I tell you Ordo Iuris, you would say, what is Ordo Iuris? This is now the most right-wing group in Poland that employs people all over Europe, that not only, you know, what do they have to do in the working group for Istanbul Convention when they do not agree with Istanbul Convention, and they do not because of the language of convention. So when we say gender-based violence, and that, of course, they are obsessed with now our notion of gender, they want like to change kind of a theoretical background of the convention. So our priority is not only to promote it and to push ourselves and really to have Istanbul Convention that would then seek many changes in Croatian laws, and we would have to observe. We still have to also advocate for the abolitionist approach and the position of women refugees that are very few asylum seekers in Croatia. To tell you that Croatia is a new European country, we have hardly 136 people that got the asylum, and we very little know about women who are on the Balkan route going and what had happened to them. And then we daily have to struggle around keeping a secular state, because this in fact influences all. We have obligatory catechism in school. In last 26 years, our youth, not that they are less feminist, they are less good human beings toward anybody else. They are full of different type of phobias. And trust me, it's horrible to say that it's due to the religion and religious that excludes everybody else but Catholics. So this is what we have, and this then goes with the revision of history as a whole.